Thank you, Chair. In addition to the statement of the European Union, allow me to make a few additional remarks. The NPT has been quite successful in curbing the spread of nuclear weapons beyond those of the recognized nuclear weapon states. This achievement is by no means irreversible. Two crises in particular pose a threat to the global non-proliferation regime. Iran increases its nuclear buildup and decreases its cooperation with the IAEA. The DPRK expands its nuclear and ballistic capabilities while revving up its aggressive nuclear rhetoric. Chair, both crises can still be contained. A united response from the international community is, however, needed. This is at risk when a permanent member of the UN Security Council shops for weapons in both these countries in order to foment its war of aggression against Ukraine. We are concerned about the trade-off underlying these deals and its possible impact on the nuclear and ballistic programs in these countries. Chair, Iran can still correct its course by returning to conformity with its safeguards agreement and with the JCPOA, by cooperating with the IAEA and by ratifying the additional protocol, which will give the IAEA the tools to permanently monitor Iran's nuclear program in a comprehensive manner. We also call on Iran, as an Annex II state, to finally ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, not only as a confidence-building measure, but also as proof of its stated commitment to nuclear disarmament. Chair, the DPRK's fast nuclear and ballistic development is largely due to its ability to procure sophisticated goods and technology. This demonstrates the need for more and tighter export controls, both at the national and the multinational level. Belgium calls on all states to adopt and implement the guidelines of the Nuclear Suppliers Group and the Missile Technology Control Regime. Chair, real-life events have proven that a comprehensive safeguards agreement alone is insufficient to provide reliable assurance that the country does not possess nuclear material for non-peaceful use. Therefore, an additional protocol should not be seen as an accessory or a bargaining chip, but as part and parcel of the current verification standard. There is no such thing as giving too much confidence. In the same vein, we call on all concerned states to amend or rescind their small quantities protocols, especially when they are developing nuclear energy programs or nuclear research. Enhanced nuclear status calls for enhanced nuclear responsibility and transparency. The full version of our statement will be uploaded. I thank you, Mr. Chair.